The next agenda item, we're jumping up to two, right, or seven?
Let the chairman do that.
Okay, Chairman Oliver.
You ready for number seven?
Yes, sir. Apparently, Mr. Ford is.
Okay, number seven it is.
Number seven it is.
Jump to number seven.
Jump to number seven.
You need to read number seven.
Okay, I'll do that. Discussion and possible action on resolution authorizing evaluation date for distribution of defined contribution plan participant account balances. And Monica's going to stand in for.
John Haas is sick, so he won't be here. I accused him this morning when he called and told me that he didn't feel well and he had a virus and it was possibly contagious. I said, no, I think you have some kind of phobia against controversy as he chose to take today. Anyway, Monica's going to fill in this.
We had a big debate over this. Basically, what we're thinking is, again, I'm an optimist, and I'm thinking we're going to hear back from the IRS fairly soon. And we're thinking we need to determine at what date are we going to value the employees' DC plan, each of their accounts, so we can distribute it. And so we went back and forth, and normally we're on a quarterly valuation process currently, but we can do it as quick as a monthly. So this resolution is requesting authorization to, at the end of the month following receipt of a favorable determination from the IRS, we want to be able to value each account, each participant's account on that date, the last day of the month that we received that.
Subsequent to the favorable determination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that way there's a definitive timeline. We're not just picking out of our hat, I think this is a good day. We're getting a definitive date that we're going to, or day of the month that we're going to do it rather than.
Will the determination letter not address that? Or our plan document, does it not address that?
Plan document does not address that. Determination letter, I do not know for sure. But if we receive it prior to, we wanted to make sure we were covered if we received it prior to our next meeting.
Mr. Chairman, do you or anybody else see anything wrong with that? I mean, is there some penalty that somebody's going to have to make for making that decision?
I'm not aware of any. I just know that this law is so technical. Surely there's a rule somewhere that you have to do it by X date or within time frames.
We have not received guidance from our attorney on that.
I think the main thing is we're not being discriminatory, and that's always the key word.
And we didn't want to bring it back to where this is an employee, I think we ought to do it on this date or draw a date out of the head. We wanted to make it a definitive and make sure that y'all were comfortable with whatever we were doing prior to moving forward with it.
I think that's fair and equitable. I mean, I see no reason not to do it unless there's some law prohibiting it, ERISA.
Well, if we find something along the way prior to, then we will certainly make sure we don't go against it. We don't want any problems. Yeah.
You'll read the resolution?
Yes, certainly. Yes, sir.
The following. John taped, he can do this from his bed for his bed.
It's not long enough for John, actually. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Retirement Committee of the Retirement Plan for Employees of the Brazos River Authority and the Defined Contribution Plan for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, parentheses, committee, for adoption at its February 13th, 2012 meeting. Whereas on October 18th, 2010, the committee approved a resolution authorizing 1. The establishment of the defined contribution plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority in paren DC plan. 2. The termination of the plan effective November 30th, 2010. 3. The submittal of applications for determination letters to the Internal Revenue Service paren IRS requesting determination of the tax exempt status of the DC plan. And 4, the distribution of DC plan participants' account balances to all eligible participants following receipt of a favorable determination letter from the IRS. And whereas it is prudent and responsible to establish the valuation of the participant accounts as soon as feasible following the IRS approval. And whereas valuation of the DC plan's assets occurs as of the last day of the month, therefore, be it resolved by the Retirement Committee that the General Manager, CEO of the Brazos River Authority, is hereby authorized to establish the valuation of the participant account balances of the plan as of the last day of the month in which the IRS provides a favorable determination of the tax-exempt status of the plan.
Monica, turn to you, correct.
Did I miss something? Did it change off of...
Yeah, PC's in these.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
As of the last day of the month.
Do you want me to read again?
Do you know the different point stuff?
Yeah, I got it all. I got it all. I was actually getting it at 2:00 this morning. Had trouble.
What's going on with the week we have? Come home Friday night.
Yeah, what's the question?
Whereas valuation of the DC plan assets can be calculated as of the last day of the month, and I read, whereas valuation of the DC plan assets occurs as of the last day of the month. Calculated is, I believe, what's going to be signed, the resolution that will be signed.
Okay, we've heard the resolution. I'd like to entertain a motion for such.
So moved.
Second.
Call for a roll vote, folks. Roll call.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.
As a matter of record, the motion made by Presiding Officer Scott, is that okay?
No. I'll speak to me.
So it needs to be a board member.
Okay, could I get a substitution for...
Also moved.
Okay. Jim Porton.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We feel left out over there.
That's okay. It's okay. We want to make it official.